Chapter 2, When Quick Decisions Are Best. Daniel Kahneman has researched the way people make decisions for over four decades. He and his partner, Amos Tversky, discovered that humans tend to default to one of two systems for decision-making. What he calls System 1 is quick, automatic, and intuitive. System 2 is slower, deliberate, and rational. His book, Thinking Fast and Slow, lays out the implications of these two systems in a variety of settings. We tend to use System 1 far more often because it takes less effort. And many of our poor decisions stem from defaulting to System 1 instead of intentionally using System 2. Other research psychologists have observed similar behavior in a number of tests. Their studies show that people tend to make quick decisions by defaulting to heuristics, rules of thumb, gut reactions, and other cues they have picked up to decide as effectively as possible without expending much time or effort. Only when they view something as having sufficient value and uncertainty does it warrant intentional, reasoned processing. While Kahneman and others spend much of their time pointing out the flaws of using System 1, fast thinking, heuristics, and decision-making, most of the time, it works well. Jonah Berger cites several psychological studies showing that people do better at tasks that are automatic, natural, or well-learned, but worse at tasks that are more difficult or require more attention. The pioneering American psychologist William James believed human brains are effective because we have a far greater variety of impulses than any other lower animal. The complexity of our own thinking means it would be difficult to accomplish much if we analytically processed every decision. John Cunyos and Mark Beeman have conducted many studies of brain activity, demonstrating that we use what they call mental boxes to simplify regular decisions and to make us more efficient. In Brain Changer, David DeSalvo cites studies showing that a brain's unconscious processing module can handle about 11 million pieces of information per second. This information includes everything it takes to keep us alive, such as our breathing, heartbeat, cellular connections, hydration, digestion, and more. It would be impossible to do all that intentionally. Our conscious processing system can handle only about 40 pieces of information per second. The unconscious processing module handles 275,000 times as much. Can you imagine waking up every morning by analyzing the noises you are hearing and going through an extensive decision-making process about whether to turn off your alarm? Once you had made that decision, you would need to go through another extensive process to decide whether to get out of bed. You would then have to spend another 10 to 15 minutes deciding which leg to stick out first. By the time the day was finished, you would be lucky to have finished breakfast. I believe God intentionally designed us to have two processing systems. In How We Decide, Jonah Lehrer cites neuroscientific studies that have shown the intuitive and emotional region of the brain's ability to learn to function automatically and make quick decisions without intentional effort. This ability is why professional athletes and musicians spend so much time rehearsing. When attacked by wild tigers, our ancestors did not have the liberty to take hours to analyze the situation. They had to act quickly to survive. Our Creator designed us to make most of our decisions quickly and intuitively, so we can use the energy and resources required for intentional decision-making when we face tough choices. Although fast thinking and quick decisions have their place, they can also cause problems if we resort to them when a deliberate process like story shaping would prevent errors. Kahneman provides several examples. For one,